Many thanks, Ian. In our last section of news items, we'll hear about plans for St. Michael at Plea Church, changes in NHS government, a bomb scare, and wheelchairs and walking aids. St. Michael at Plea first. John Taylor applied to convert the St. Michael at Plea Church in Redwell Street into a cultural, social space with live jazz music in April. Norwich City Council gave the plans the go-ahead earlier this month after being reassured that noise levels would be controlled. John, who lives off St. Benedict's Street, said, "Right from the start, I met with people living nearby, walked them around and gave them the vision of what this was to be. Something that works for everybody, and I'll make sure to keep people up to date on what's happening. So, as a rough estimate, we're aiming to open in April next year now." A Facebook page called The Church, Norwich Piano Bar, has been set up for people to follow the project.
The NHS organisation responsible for managing health services in Norfolk and Waveney is set to be replaced with a new body which will also cover all of Suffolk. The Norfolk and Waveney Integrated Care Board, which controls health services locally, is set to be abolished as part of a major NHS shake-up. The move comes after the government told boards nationwide to slash their running costs in half. The Norfolk and Waveney organisation was only created in July 2022. But under the shake-up, a new board for Norfolk and Suffolk would be created in its place. The changes will also see the abolition of the Suffolk and North Essex Board. This process is already underway, with Ed Garrett currently serving as chief executive of both Norfolk and Waveney and Suffolk and North Essex Boards. Part of Cambridgeshire were also considered for inclusion in the new organisation, but this aspect of the plan has been dropped. It's expected that the changes will come into full effect from April next year.
A quiet suburban street had to be dramatically evacuated after a suspected Second World War bomb was found. The device was discovered roughly halfway down Allen's Lane in Sprowston. As events unfolded, people living within 100 metres of the site were evacuated before bomb disposal experts arrived on the scene. The device is believed to have been unearthed by excavations from gasworks on the street and recent rainfall yesterday morning. An evacuation centre was set up in the afternoon, half a mile away from the street at Sprowston Diamond Centre in School Lane. In the early evening, the bomb disposal experts said it was not ordnance and not explosive, therefore the police cordon was lifted. Local people were told that they could safely return to their homes.
Humiliated passengers have questioned the quality of training for first bus drivers that they receive after another electric wheelchair user says they've been barred from boarding. Eddie Pleban, who uses a wheelchair after suffering a stroke in 2011, said he's faced years of being denied entry by drivers. During one incident, he was left feeling humiliated after he was not allowed to board because the driver mistook his electric-powered wheelchair for a mobility scooter. And earlier this year, 12-year-old Logan Fowler Leader was refused entry onto a bus at the NNN because he was in an electric wheelchair. Piers Marlowe from First Bus said the firm had initiated a programme of activity to remind drivers what mobility equipment is permitted on board.
People can now recycle old walking aids at designated centres to aid patients. This act contributes to a green initiative led by Norfolk and Norwich University Hospitals NHS Foundation Trust. The scheme aims to save more than 500,000 kg of CO2 emissions annually and also involves inmates at HMP Norwich refurbishing the aids for reuse. The eco-friendly drive equates to removing 5,670 car trips from Norwich to London. The recycled items will benefit patients at Norfolk and Norwich, James Paget and Queen Elizabeth Hospitals. Well, with that last news item, we've reached the end of part one. We hope you've enjoyed what we've introduced for you and that you enjoy the rest of your listening. So, with that, it's goodbye from Lynette and myself.